We lost, by the way, but, you know.
Guys, I'm sorry. No, there's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture. Moonlight won.
This is not a joke. This is not a joke. I'm afraid they read the wrong thing.
This is not a joke. Moonlight has won Best Picture. Moonlight, Best Picture.
So there it was, the great F-up of this past weekend, the Oscars. I guess PricewaterhouseCoopers has
they're gonna apologized be looking for a new gig. For it.
It's On Point, abbreviated version of On Point this week. Phil and I going dolo, just talking about the Oscars. I guess it was like a brand F-up, but they actually got the fundamental question right.
Yeah. I mean, it's always good. It's weird because I was so outraged when they first said the words La La Land,
right,
that I briefly turned away and cursed the gods, but I was still on Twitter.
So you were like, Trump, Patriots, Adele, La La Land.
Yeah, man, I've had a shitty run.
Right, yeah, not good.
I've had a shit run.
Yeah.
You know, this motherfucker Trump. The Patriots, like, it's just been shit. Adele, and you
like Adele, though.
I do like
Adele.
That
was softer, right?
Yeah, Adele wasn't, that shit was on some fuck shit, but I don't blame her, but man, this was, and I had kind of steeled myself that even though I thought Moonlight was far and above the better film, we did our recap or our preview show last week, and you know, Kevin and Clover, both that sat in, both really were in the Moonlight camp. And Clover, to her credit, she called it. Like, she took her conviction all the way.
Right.
And said it was going to win.
Right.
I wanted it to win, but damn, it felt satisfying that they came back and won that shit, even with all the snafu. I just felt like it was far and above the better film.
Yeah, and I mean, it's interesting. I don't want to like overread into a snafu like that, but there is just something like, in a very weird way, and I think I only would make this connection probably because I grew up in Massachusetts, but I rewatched, I watched Spotlight for the first time recently, which is was a good movie about the Boston Globe's investigation into...
It's a very good movie.
Yeah, very, very good movie about pedophilia and Boston Archdiocese and kind of Vatican mass cover-up of child abuse. And in a certain way, like, obviously if you're like me and you, and you're not particularly idealistic about institutions to begin with, nothing isn't really a surprise. But I remember, you know, when that story broke, I wasn't even in college yet. And I remember even me, as not a Catholic, grown up hearing a million jokes about priests being predators, it was still kind of like, wow, like the church really gets down, huh? Like that's some real grind. Just put them to another parish. And I guess the connection that I'm making between that and this Oscars thing, and from something really serious and really damaging and really destructive to something that ultimately doesn't really matter, is just like everything is just breaking down. Like they can't even just get the right. That was honestly the first thing I thought of. I was like, why is it that there just can't even be the right card there? And of course, this does happen, and I think obviously not intentionally, but it does happen at like this silly goof up happens precisely at the moment that they have actually made a pivot. And they didn't pick the kind of like, you know, generic movie you'd expect them to pick. And they went with something which, you know, Moonlight, to me, it's not just a question of representation. It's like, that's one of the most human films I've ever seen. And it's not melodramatic and it's not Hollywood. I mean, it's a play. It's a really beautifully shot cinematic play. And they went and they did that pivot. And it signified so much. And then somehow that was the one moment where they just had a complete F up. It's bizarre.
It was the ceremony itself, like if we're going to kind of do like a post-Oscars wrap up, like Jimmy Kimmel was terrible. Like, absolutely 100% terrible. Yeah, I mean, he just sucked.
Yeah, and I mean, they all suck.
Yeah, but Chris Rock didn't suck. You know,
Chris Rock wasn't great,
but he wasn't Chris Rock. That's a in the thankless context job. It's a thankless job, yeah. But you can still be better. Chris Rock was at least truer to himself and pushed some envelopes. He was off on some beats, but I don't expect Chris Rock to stand up and do his routine.
No, of
like,
course not.
It's not that. But Jimmy Kimmel was fucking awful.
Yeah, I don't think he stood out as awful. Yeah. I think I have not seen a single, you know, let me be really honest. Opening monologue, because I do not ever watch all that show. I have never seen a opening monologue from any comedian doing that thing that impressed me.
Actually,
and Jimmy Kimmel to me, like, I thought some of the Trump jokes were kind of funny. I actually like the only thing I liked that he did that I thought was genuinely kind of clever was the Meryl Streep thing, because it was just like, it is such a kind of relentless cliche at this point that she's going to be honored. There's some humor there. But he's, you know, he is who he is. I'm not particularly interested in his work. Yeah, but I haven't seen anybody.
I'm tired of Trump jokes. Like, to me, they're just...
Well, I'm like, sorry for you.
Take my wife, please. They're just this generation's, like in this moment, it's just too much. Like, I'm tired of it.
Well, I mean, he had to be addressed, though.
Yeah, of course. But I'm just saying I'm personally tired of it.
Gotcha.
Of the host to do things like the Oscars, surprisingly... A person who doesn't get enough credit for actually doing what I thought was a great Oscars hosting job was Hugh Jackman. Hugh Jackman was great hosting the Oscars.
Why?
He can sing. He can dance. To me, if you're going to be
very old school. No, he can sing and dance. Yeah,
he's an all
around. Hugh Jackman gave a perfect performance.
He's an all around performer. He was funny. Like, if you go back and look at that Oscars, he nailed it.
I am definitely in the tradition of like
Billy Crystal and these guys who are going to come out and do something interesting. Because Billy Crystal to me has been the most consistently best Oscars host.
Well, he was for what it is. He's kind of custom built for that role.
Yeah, I mean,
Billy Crystal is many different things. The person who should have that.
Yeah, and these other guys have been
a schmaltzy.
They're not that funny, so they're one.
And also, Matt, you want to say something? You also really liked Hugh Jackman.
Well, no, I wanted to say to double back to them having that flub, right? It would have been significantly different story if they initially announced that the other way around, right? And then they had to say,
that
actually,
would have been a fucking
actually La La Land. Have to come up here.
That would have been amazing, actually.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been a riot.
They'd still be fighting right now. Denzel would have been throwing bows. It would have been
a problem.
A fucking nightmare.
Also, the first Muslim to win an Academy Award.
Well-deserved.
And although that's going to be an interesting thing because he's an Ahmadi, and some more conservative Muslims do not consider that to be Islamic. So that's a whole fight that's broken out in the Islamosphere.
I feel like we're always pubbing what we do, but when we had on, we talked about on three on points ago, when we talked about Muslim cool.
That's right.
You know, and those sort of breakdowns and dichotomies within these cultures. And so it's interesting that comes up in the show. I mean, you know, Denzel not winning was huge for me.
Really?
Like, I'm, you know, we talked about this off mic, but I'm not a fan of Casey Affleck. And for even before his predatory sexual charges, I wasn't a fan.
Mm-hmm.
And then this just compounded it. Because I tweeted this the night of, like, if you're going to say things are wrong, the wrong should be consistent. And when I look at how this guy can come out and win an Oscar, and then Nate Parker, who was also kind of, you know, however you fall down on a Nate Parker tree, you know, Birth of a Nation fell down.
Nate Parker tree.
Yeah.
Did you see Birth of a Nation?
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, okay.
I want to see it, you know, but...
That movie got slagged really hard.
It did.
And I talked to my...
And he got slagged. And then Casey Affleck wins an Oscar. I'm like, yo, fuck that. That's just bullshit. Like, if you're going to say it's... If you're going to look at Nate Parker and say, like, yo, this dude is fucked up, and so his movie and his art should be thrown to the side, then Casey Affleck should be in the same goddamn position. Like, he settled out of court. This dude got off. He had his day in court, and they said, yo... whatever.
Well, what's interesting to me is that I was bringing that up to say, you know, it was eviscerated critically to the point where, because for me, like, I understand, and I'll get to what I was gonna, my point I was gonna make in a second, but I guess, like, I think that it's valid if you want to, and you want to also publicly say that you're not going to kind of support somebody because of something that they might have done. But that, for me personally, just to be blunt, is not my ultimate metric. Like, I will definitely consume culture by people who do abhorrent things, and we've all consumed culture by people who've done abhorrent things. So I wasn't, like, definitely not going to see Birth of the Nation just because of that story, even though that story was deeply disturbing.
Oh, the story was terrible.
Yeah, it was terrible. But what was interesting, but I talked to my sister about this, Leisha, who's been on the show, and say hi to her because she's listening.
What up?
And she saw it at Sundance, and she was like, and she's, you know, she was obviously appalled and disgusted by the story, but she saw it at Sundance before it even happened. She's like, but the thing is it was a good movie. Mm. And she didn't have trust for the reviews that came out about it, because she was like, she felt that was definitely a response to the disgusting thing that had been revealed. So that
the
was
movie, the movie becomes a reason to critique the person.
Right.
And like I said, I'm fine if people want to mete out that kind of critical judgment.
Right.
But mete it out across the board.
Right. No,
so
I agree.
When Manchester by the Sea is released, I should have seen a million stories about how Casey Affleck is a predator and we shouldn't be supporting this and he's a terrible person, and the same things that I saw written about Nate Parker.
Yep.
You know, yeah, so I'm just saying, like, if this is now the parameter which we're judging art, then let's judge that universally. But when you sit there and you see this dude win a fucking Oscar, especially against Denzel Washington, who puts out an amazing performance, it's like, okay, this is the same bullshit. So after he won, and then they said La La Land, I was through.
Right.
You know? So even though I liked La La Land, it wasn't that hot.
Right.
Compared to Moonlight.
Moonlight's something different. So Moonlight was on point. It was uneven, but there were some strides. And we're doing this. We had a last minute cancellation. So we got to wrap the Oscars up for you all.
Yeah. So
Always a silver
lining.
Yeah, always a silver lining.
Because I didn't want to get that off my chest.
Yeah, there was going to be no Oscars. There was going to be no Oscar talk without this happening.
Exactly.
Because
exactly.
I was where I should be during Oscars. I was on an airplane because I don't care.
And I was watching that. I was two-fisting it because I was watching it and watching Twitter at the same time.
But I have to say, if Moonlight had not won, and I say this, and I did not watch any of the other Best Picture nominees, I would have been livid, because I don't need to watch the other ones to know that it should have taken it. That's a significant.
But Hidden Figures was great.
I buy it. I'll see it. That's on point. We'll be back on Tuesday for more Dope Boys.